opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studio in downtown Reading with my window to the world out there. This is Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. Today's the 16th of January, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Dave's at the helm here. One of my favorite people.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Doing good this morning.
And how is the missus?
She's doing great, man.
Is she good?
She's sleeping good. Sleeping
good.
In.
Good, good. Yeah, we have, can I say it to people?
Yes.
David and Jen are expecting their first child.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And I've got one.
No, you're not expecting. You're probably for sure. Yeah.
And then I got a teenager.
And you have a teenager, yep. But this is your first child with, you know, you and John. And you're not expecting. You're pretty positive at this point.
Oh, yeah. Pregnant. She's well along.
Okay. That's what I mean is, you know, when they say, oh, they're expecting. They're not expecting. I mean, it's, they're out there. Anyway, what national day is it today, or international, or none?
Yeah, so today is the day that the First Amendment was ratified.
Whoa.
National Religious Freedom Day.
Whoa. Great. Well, it's true. First Amendment. Shall not infringe. Just like the Second Amendment. Shall not infringe. There you go. Okay. Well, good. Those are good days. All right. Now, today through next Wednesday... That's from Thursday today till next Wednesday. Pretty much can tell you it's going to be the same. It's going to be sunny with a high near 63, calm winds. Now, next Wednesday, oh, you know, a week from yesterday, 6 days from today, it's sunny with a high near 63. It's the exact same forecast. And it's like that in between. So for 6 days, we're going to have nice sunny weather. It's going to be in the high 50s, low 60s at night, high 30s, you know, mid 40s for the next week. So plenty of time. It's going to dry up all that, the arena, the horse arena. So we don't swim through it. But it's going to be beautiful weather. And the weather report's always brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane, the Kenny family. Been doing this about 30 years. They're into the third generation of Kennys running that family. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They're good people down there. And they do a lot of things. They've won awards for hiring veterans, state-level awards for hiring veterans down there. They will take care of your propane needs and treat you like a friend. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And I'm here, and we're very lucky to have... retired fire captain Bill Maston. Bill is teaches out at the fire academy here. Stole one of our producers.
That's right. He graduated.
Yeah, he graduated. He was over on the coast around fighting. I think over in Humboldt somewhere over there. And Liam. And he's just, I tell you what, the fire academy, it was like he went through boot camp because he came out, he gained 20 pounds because he was lean. He was pretty lean. He was a runner, but he came out, packed on like 25 pounds of muscle.
And probably a different attitude.
He did.
Yeah, confidence and teamwork. Yeah.
He was always, he's always a very good young man. But, he
had, and your changed. Listeners, too, they need to understand that their Major H funding is producing stellar results, right? They gave a state-of-the-art training facility, state-of-the-art classrooms, training props and stuff. We're probably one of the premier training academies in the state of California. We're grateful for that. And Major H that the taxpayers passed, they're the ones that made that happen. So
yeah, that was one of the benefits of passing
Correct.
Measure H. And Shasta College has blossomed. Uh-huh. New STEM buildings, Veterans Resource Centers. It's just done.
They're doing
good things out there. Bill, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I worked for Los Angeles County Fire Department for 30 years. I was a fire captain, worked different areas. I was air operations captain for a while, worked in the camp system, like Sugar Pine. We had an inmate camp system. I worked the inner city areas as a paramedic. So a lot of experience in the county of Los Angeles, and was grateful for all the training and everything that they provided. So it was time to pay it back up here at the college. So I do training for the smoke jumpers. Matter of fact, you had them and the hot shots in to do an interview.
You know what, I tell you what, you talk about a studio with adrenaline and testosterone.
Yeah, it was oozing out the door.
It was oozing out the door. We had, you know, we have soundproofing on the walls. It was slipping down.
Yeah.
From that. And I mean, you ask them about it, you know, I'm not going to say wolves, but you know, this is something they love, jumping out of airplanes into fires or small teams of them taking on fires. And it's like, these guys are, I mean, very well trained, very aggressive. And nice guys, too.
Yes.
That was the
thing. Yes.
They have nice guys. The Bill Burr, I just read something today, the comedian.
Yes.
Who is, he just took off on people that said the firefighting was mismanaged down in L.A. He says these internet experts have never fought a fire in their life.
Yeah.
You know, why weren't the helicopters flying out there? Well, it's 100 mile per hour winds. It's kind of hard for planes to fly.
They're not effective.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's always going to be Monday morning quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And whether they're in the political arena is most firefighters, when you're in the dirt and you're in the middle of it,
yeah.
No different than soldiers or warriors.
Yeah,
it's like, we don't care, right? We're just here together, taking care of each other, trying to protect the public and try to do all that. And then people want to come back and second guess what we did or didn't do. And that's their right to do that, but they have no idea. So you don't really give them any credibility.
Yeah.
Particularly for a fire like that, and having come from air operations, we had thresholds of, number one, the safety issues specific to, you know, these big helicopters. We flew Firehawks and Bell 412 aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of power lines along the coast there. So there's no bang for the buck, no different than the fixed-wing aircraft. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's your drop's going to wind up in the next county with an 80-mile-an-hour wind, so...
Well, you know, there the comments that the there was no water in the water lines, no pressure.
Yeah, well, that was always something that came out, but this is what happens. I think that your listeners need to understand that it's a game of physics. Is when you get that many homes gone, and you have the engines and stuff, is we need to push big water, you know, the engines, what they call the Type 1 engines, which are structure protection engines. We have these deck guns, they're called, that can push out 1,000 to 1,500 gallons per minute. Now, 250 gallons is a ton of water, so we're moving a lot of water to try to protect those homes. And we just overwhelm the water system.
Well, I heard one of the chiefs down there describing it. He says, yeah, that happened. However, just what you said, we have enough water for all, you know, for the people in this area, plus a backup for the people in the area. And we also have a emergency supply. But when you're pumping thousands of gallons of water a minute, that water's got to come from someplace, and it puts, you know, this is one of those, it's like a 100-year flood. It was a 100-year fire, and it just sucked everything down. I mean, his explanation was short and clear that, hey, you know what? You just, when you're pumping that much water, the system isn't set up to do something, to take on something like this, like a levee's not. you know, if you get the 100-year flood,
yeah,
it's held for 100, it's held for 90 years or 99 years, but you hit that 100-year flood, levee's not going to hold.
No.
And it's not because poor planning, as it is just overwhelming need for an asset.
Well, and the infrastructure is built, or it was designed to feed those interface areas. So you look at the Palisades, like Mandeville Canyon. I think the last fire in Mandeville Canyon was like in 78, and they lost several hundred homes. But the water main system isn't big and robust like it is in the inner city, you know, where you have a 10 or a 12-inch main. It might be a 6-inch main,
mm-hmm.
right, to feed the single-family dwellings that are up in there that isn't designed to meet that demand. And I know, you know, probably the big tell of the whole fire, which kind of set me on my heels, was the radio traffic where, this is the Palisades fire, where one division asked the other division, says, hey, are you guys losing any homes up in there? And the division said, no, we're losing neighborhoods up here. That's very sobering as a firefighter.
Yeah.
You know, I got a one home going, that's one thing. I got 26 homes going,
yeah.
or 50 homes going. It's a matter of physics. It's like,
where do you draw? I mean, yeah, where do you make your stand at?
Well, you just got to go point protection, try to take the best stand to protect as much as you can. But when the fire's moving faster than you can drive your fire truck to try to get in front of it,
mm-hmm.
it's a no-win situation. And I know, having been there at least three times in my career, both at Malibu and then two times up in Eaton Canyon, up in the Altadena area, is we used to say it'll stop at the big Pacific fuel break. Well, because if that ocean wasn't there, we'd be in Australia trying to fight the thing.
Yeah.
With that wind, it's just, and I've never been in a 100-mile-an-hour wind.
Yeah, well, we got to take a break here, and we'll be, we need to come back. At the 7:30 break, right after the 7:30 break, we're going to do our Valentine's Day package, where Dave's going to play a love song, and then everybody can call in, and will get be entered into a drawing where you can win a $100 gift certificate to Taroko's. And by the way, on Valentine's Day, they will have you can have a table reserved. They'll reserve a table for you there, and Pat Karch mm-hmm. is going to be playing the piano, and Linda's going to be singing some songs there. You'll get a dozen long stem roses. You'll get, two dozen, truffle chocolate covered truffle type of, candy. And a night and two tickets to Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. It's a great package, and all you have to do is call in, identify the song, and these are not tough songs, and David will help you with it if you're close. Right, Dave? Yes. And then we'll enter your name. Now, if you've already entered, you can enter again. But we're going to play that as we're coming out of the 7:30 break. So I just wanted you to get ready. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Bill Mastin. I'm ready.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement, the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here.
For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Find your moments
at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll be right back.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
That's my whole thing, is mitigation.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. You sure make me sound good. I don't know what you do, David, but you sure make me sound good. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. This is probably a good time to give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 because of insurance. Do you have the right insurance? Do you have insurance? Do you need insurance? Well, Judy Maxwell can really help you. She's helped other people that had their policies canceled by insurance companies here. She's gotten them insurance for not only their homes, but their businesses and all this. They're experts down there on insurance and financial management. Judy's been doing this since 1993. So if you're looking for a free review and evaluation of what you have, and is it gonna meet the requirements, give her a call, 530-221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And I'm here with retired fire captain Bill Mastin, who teaches out at the Fire Academy right here in at Shasta College. And we're talking about the water. You know, people are saying all the water mains were empty or not enough pressure. And he explained this, and as did a fire chief down there, saying, you get something like this, we're pumping this much water, we're gonna have pressure problems. And then you pointed out in a more urban area, you'll have a 12-inch main, and in neighborhoods, it could be a 6-inch main.
Correct. Back up in those canyons. Right. And some of those are historic canyons.
That have burnt before.
Correct. Eaton Canyon, I'd been up there on the Kenaloa fire and the Wilson fire. In Malibu, it was the Topanga, the Piru, and the Calabasas fire that blew through there. Wind-driven event, right? And just as a reminder, there's three ways that the fire moves. It's topography-driven, fuels-driven, or weather-driven. Or it could be a combination of all of those.
Could be all three of them. Yeah.
So you're really in the hurt box. And when the Santa Ana's Institute is called the catabatic wind event, which catabatic is a Greek term that means flowing downhill. We know that's coming, and the meteorologist says they'll pre-warn you, right? And I left L.A. that Monday before the Tuesday fire started because I knew the Santa Anas were coming. I was down in south. And
this was just in the last couple of weeks.
Yes, okay. Exactly. And so I said, I got to get out here for the Santa Anas because it blows trucks over on the freeway and everything else. And I passed strike team after strike team of engines, what they call Charlie strike teams and Alpha strike teams, local government, CAL FIRE, hand crew strike teams, dozer strike teams, all heading down the 5 freeway, heading to Southern California. Because that catabatic wind that institutes itself over a high pressure that goes over the four corner states creates these, the nickname was devil winds. And the canyons in Los Angeles County are north and south canyons. So it compresses, increases speed, the velocity going through those canyons. And where Sandy and I, when we lived in Etowanda area, by the Cajon Pass, it would be nice and still like it is outside of the studio, and in a matter of minutes, it would be 50 miles an hour.
Because it's funneling the winds in.
Exactly. And, it's choking it through the Cajon Pass.
And when you get something like that, and like you said, the fire engines couldn't drive fast enough to keep up with the fire. It was racing so quickly. You know, my whole thing is this. Yeah, I didn't, you know, when I first saw that, you know, gosh, you know, what was going on with the water. But I understand that. I understand that, you know, if, you know, you use all your ammo and you've had the final protective fire, but it's lasted for four or five hours, you don't have ammo left. To me, the whole thing, though, is mitigation. Read an article where a former firefighter said, you know, in these areas, there used to be roads, there used to be fire breaks cut, and over the decades, because for environmental reasons or maybe money reasons, whatever, those weren't kept up. To me, the whole thing is you're never going to prevent wildfires. You're just not. It's mitigating wildfires where you actually have a fire break that gives you a shot at stopping it.
Well, it's not only
slowing it.
It's not only the fuel break itself, but the construction itself too. So we learned a lesson in Panorama, the fire in San Bernardino over woodshake roofs.
Yeah.
And there was the state fire marshal's office took the lead on that, and statewide they outlawed wood shake roofs because there was no stopping that. And they burned up a big neighborhood in Panorama area of San Bernardino. So the construction type also, and then combustibles around your house.
Those nice shrubs that look so nice around your house, or the wooden fences.
Chip bark, right?
Yeah.
Insurance agencies wanted people to better limb up their trees and limbs. You know, they're standing dead. They're called ladder fuels. So if it runs through the grass and starts climbing the tree is near your house or the wood fence or something, that's going to migrate into your house.
Sure.
Particularly with a wind blow, it's like a blowtorch.
Well, like a wooden fence is like a fuse.
Correct.
That's going to your house. And, you know, like our bark out in front is rubber. It's those little rubber chunks, it looks good.
Yeah.
But one other thing is, and I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to take an early break because I really want to get into this, that rebuilding homes in areas that are going to just burn because it's very difficult to control it. Does that need to be addressed?
And it will. It kind of reminds a lot of your listeners of hurricanes. You know, we wipe out coastlines, and then next year they're back. And then the next hurricane.
They're building back out there.
Yeah, they're doing the same thing.
Well, I'm going to ask you now then, is do you think that there's going to be, there's a lot of, my insurance company I've been with over 50 years, insured everything. They have covered me on floods and all these things. Would not write a policy in Palisadro.
Oh, really? Yes.
Yeah, would not write a policy.
Because it's a fire zone.
And they would vector me to another insurance company that would. If it came to that, then I'd go to Judy. But anywhere in that area, because he wanted to know the address and the zip code. And he says, we don't write policies in that area. Because you know, you're, and I guess you're in a fire zone. So, but is, are we going to, you think it's going to see is that once this thing burns down and they see like people are, one of the problems they were, they're pushing out into areas like that, a little more land, it's more expensive, but, you know, they can put their homes there, but it, you know, but you're right out there in the middle of, at the edge of being able to be protected.
Well, and it definitely.
Do you think there's going to be legislation?
Well, there'll be enough, I think, political momentum, public outrage momentum to go into more hardened structure in those areas that are that are highly fire resistive with zero escape around them, where people before wanted the quiet. You know, I was at the Oakland Hills fire, and yeah, I remember standing on a foundation looking at San Francisco thinking, gosh, they sat out here, drank coffee, or had a cocktail at night.
Beautiful.
Thinking, it's just stunningly beautiful.
Yeah.
But now it's ash.
Right.
So.
Well, okay, I'm here with retired fire captain Bill Maston, who teaches out at the Fire Academy right here in, at Shasta College. And Bill's friends, I mean, they're always constantly calling him, or he can pick up a phone and say, hey, so what's happening here? And, you know, he gets the unvarnished truth. But if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, truck, SUV, or bicycle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. That's right. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back. Hey, when we come back, when we come back from the break, we're going to be playing that love song. Give us a call. Get entered for this super Valentine's Day package. Okay, we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tracy Morgan.
I suffered some terrible injuries, you know.
Live.
And after I came out the coma, I was blind for a week. And where I come from, you don't want to be blind for a second. One day, my uncle was trying to walk out with my heart monitor. I said, Michael, where you going with my heart machine? Try to sell it to another hospital.
February 6th, Wind River Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is the love song. Who is this? Who's singing this? Call in. Win a chance. Enter. And win the big Valentine's Day package. Oh, what's the name of that song? Oh, let me think what the name of that song. Oh, here we go. Here come the phone calls. All right.
Good.
Hey, 7:36 in the morning here on the 16th of January. It's going to be a beautiful day. Today, look at today, and it's going to be like this all through the rest of the week, the weekend, and all through next Wednesday, just like today. It doesn't seem like we're getting smoke coming in from L.A. And I'm here with retired fire captain Bill Mastin, teaches out at the Shasta College Fire Academy and keeps his fingers in this. He is my expert on fires, and I gave him a call and I said, hey, can you come on, you know, with all this going on, and give us some of the true skinny about what's happening, and here he is. People living out in areas that are harder to defend, and what kind of legislation is going to be coming when they see this? I mean, the fact that the shrubs and the fences and the decks, all of these things. That's the other thing that they said. You know, some during the car fire, they were ripping wooden decks up and getting them away from the houses.
Yeah,
firefighters.
We've cut off decks from houses, just dropped them.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't blow up out of the canyon and go into the house. I think the other sad part about so many of these fires is there's so much history that was lost. Eaton Canyon Fire up in Altadena, Pasadena area. There was generations and generations of black families. It was a black community up in there.
Okay.
I'd worked up in that area, up against the foothills in the Angeles National Forest, that passed their homes down from family to family to family that had just all this community that was up there. Schools, there was a Sierra Retreat, a Jesuit retreat area up in there.
So Topanga Canyon, where Will Rogers,
yes,
the Will Rogers home and museum and everything there burned.
Yeah. So that history that was lost, that community.
Yeah.
We went through it here in the car fire. I remember, driving Mark's story. I was driving him.
Yeah.
And a woman just brokenhearted because her house survived, but all of her neighbors' houses were on the ground.
There was such a guilt from that.
Yes. Survivor's guilt.
Really close friends of ours on the river, right here in town, lost their house. And that's where the one, in that neighborhood areas where Jeremy Stoke was
killed. Yes.
And a lot of those houses burnt, and it was so capricious that the house next to them didn't burn. It jumped this one house and hit two or three more, and then jumped another one, and then it just took out the whole neighborhood in there. Fires are strange.
They are. And sometimes there's no rhyme or reason. I remember Mark Story asking that. He says, well, why is this house standing? I said, for whatever reason, the fire just blew around it.
Yeah.
I can't give you an answer. I really can't.
When you see people down in L.A., and I've maybe I'm being too harsh here, but I mean, I really feel for the people that, I mean, cause I know what it's, I mean, in the sense of having friends that have lost everything. I feel so much for them, but it seems like, oh, we've got to do all this stuff where we up here in the North State burn on a regular basis. We lost 86 people in a fire. And I would bet you the things that they're going to say after the Paradise fire, we need wider roads. We need the sides of the roads cleared out. So it gives people kind of a it gives them a tunnel of safety there. They're going to say exactly the same things down there.
Yes, and I know in all of those areas, the local they call them the jurisdictional engine companies. We do battalion wildland drills with all the battalion comes out. How are we going to get in? How are we going to get out? And like, for instance, Topanga Canyon, we had safe refuge areas because we know you don't have time to get out.
Right.
There's many times where, you know, there might be law enforcement went through and says, hey, you got to evacuate. We get up in there and says, you don't have time. You're going to get caught on the road. The fire is going sideways, literally sideways. It's almost like being in a movie. Is all of these embers are shooting sideways and bouncing off of everything, and some of the embers are as big as charcoal briquettes that are bouncing around.
Right.
They're ricocheting off you, the rig, the house, everything else. The families. This is, you got to just stay here. Don't run on me because you're going to get caught on the road. That happened in one of the Malibu fires. They found somebody that got caught on the road.
Yeah.
The other thing is sometimes the smoke gets so thick that your vehicle will stop running. I've had my crew carrier quit on me because of the smoke. I had my I was on an engine company doing structure protection. Our engine quit. Matter of fact, the air cleaner caught on fire.
Wow.
And it's like, well, what now, right? So with people. And they want to get out. It's, you don't have time to get out. The
so
fire's
you put them into a protected area and
correct.
You protect them.
That's, yes.
Save them.
A lot of times them and their pets.
Yeah.
Right. If their dog or cats or whatever was there, we saved a bunch of chickens. I remember one time is we would put them in the cab of the rig because the engineer was there and I would put them on the headset so they could listen to the radio communication. I says, listen, if we leave, you leave with us. All right.
Yeah.
We didn't come up here to not make it. But it's going to get exciting, so don't bolt on us,
it's
right?
Get excited.
And I think they appreciated that, and it gave them just a little comfort. Says, "Listen, we're going to do the best we can."
Yeah. Well, you know what? And God bless the firefighters, and the first responders out there, everybody out there. God bless you guys. And going into the fires when everything in your body tells you don't do this, and your mind says don't do this, but you know you're in there. Talking about horses, you've had horses. I've got horses. I saw a video of this guy. It was on the news. There's fire on both sides of the area there. You know, the little bit wider streets. He's leading three horses through this. And those horses they were very attentive, but they were not fighting. They weren't doing anything. They were just, they had, he had those horses under control. And he said, we had turned one loose. We couldn't get that one. But we turned it, we left it open so it could run. But I was just thinking that, probably left everything in their house, but they got those horses out.
And interesting enough, there is an organization, like in Topanga. There's a lot of horses in Topanga. And Eaton Canyon back up in Altadena area is horsemen like yourself with the trailer and the truck.
Yeah.
And they drill with us. We're going to evacuate these horses. And the issue was, you've got to do that. You've got to have a lot of lead time to get that done because we don't want to meet you face to face on the road trying to get up here to protect their home, and you're trying to get out. We can't get in, and you can't get out now.
Yeah.
So they actually drilled with us and how many horses they could move. What was the safe refuge area? There was a picture from the Topanga fire where all these horses were coming out, and they says, you can't go down PCH. PCH is on fire, Pacific Coast Highway. I said, just turn them loose on the beach. There was this beautiful beach there along the coast. And there were, somebody had taken a picture with these horses just lollygagging up and down the beach. And it looked like nighttime, but it wasn't. It was the smoke column that blocked out the sun.
Yeah.
And it was this moment. And they were there with the horses, you know, but the horses weren't stressed or anything.
No, they were, and they were on the beach. It's mm-hmm. just, it's incredible. You know, we lived through this. I mean, people have got go bags. I've still got go bags.
Yes.
You know, we evacuated, you know, our horse when the Manton fire was going. Oh. Even though we weren't in that zone, but it was the zone next to it. So a bunch of us just picked up our horses down in Palo Cedro and moved them down to the rodeo grounds where the mm-hmm. Reading Rodeo Association had a trailer and people there 24 hours a day. And you see that where people are evacuating animals and pets and all these. But again, we go back to the fact that I'm going to ask you this question when we get back from the break. Is this one of those 100, is, you know, like a 100 year flood? Is this, in your opinion, when we get back, is this one of those 100 year fires, or is this something we need to take a look at more than every 100 years when we get back from this break? Hey, if you've been injured at work and you're not getting the treatment that you deserve because of denials, excessive delays, you're going to need somebody in your corner that understands workers' compensation. That's Patrick Gorman. You can give him a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. You're going to be talking to Patrick. He's built the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento, right there in a little old Palo Cedro. Work injuries can be life-changing for you, your family. You want to go back to work. Your employer wants you back to work, but something's not happening. You need some help, and that's Patrick Gorman. He's a scrapper, and he's an honorable man. He's going to fight for you. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. We'll be right back with retired fire captain Bill Maston.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Jones's Fort Gunshop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we are very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering Hornady 5.56 NATO 75 grain tap precision ammunition on sale now for just $199 a case. That's right, $199 a case. This ammo delivers phenomenal performance for your AR-15 style rifle. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. And yes, Jones's Fort will pay for your ammo background check.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program is excited to announce a special application filing period for the fall 2025 cohort. This application period will be through 4 p.m. on Friday, January 24th, 2025. If you apply in January during the special open application period and are not selected for the fall 2025, you will need to reapply in June 2025 during the annual open application period for a chance to be invited into the spring or fall 2026 cohort. Visit ShastaCollege.edu for more information.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned, family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the Wind River Resort and Casino Studio, located in beautiful downtown Redding, as we have our window on the world here as I'm watching people getting ready to go to work, and I'm seeing people, other people walking by in various stages of awareness. But I'm here. It's beautiful. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful week, my friends. So much better for us than those than our fellow Californians down south, for sure. Our guest is retired police fire captain, Bill Mastin, who he teaches out at the Fire Academy right here in Shasta County, one of the premier firefighting academies in California. And he's given us a lot of background and insight on what's happening down in L.A. We talked about it during the break, and you used the term the perfect
storm
for a fire. And can you explain that?
Well,
this fire here.
Correct. We know the Santa Ana winds will be coming into Los Angeles County.
It happens all the time.
Several times a year does. So you try to pre-plan it. This particular, what they call the Santa Ana event, is there's different durations of them. The meteorologists, and we have our own meteorologists that kind of fine-tune our forecast, is they'll tell you, hey, it's going to be this to that. You know, a sustained wind at Topanga Canyon at 35 to 40 with gusts to 55. But this one was different. It was a more entrenched, higher-pressure area over the Four Corner states that created these down canyon winds, the katabatic winds at just sustained winds of 55 miles an hour, gusts up to 80, ridge tops were 100 miles an hour. Well, now we're into hurricane force winds.
Yeah, you can't fly into stuff like that.
No. The Super Scoopers, you know, they're on contract from the Quebec government in Canada. They can dip out of the ocean. They'll drop salt water, because we want turnaround times. They carry about 1,200 gallons on the 415, the Canadian Air 415 turbo one. They will dip out of the ocean, but if the wind speed gets above 35, the swell in the ocean is too much for them. It will create damage to the aircraft. So then they'll have to come into a fresh water source and try to dip out of that. So,
yeah. And that's what I saw. It was that people were worried about dropping salt water in areas, but your biggest concern is the fire now. But they have to flesh out all the systems that are being used, and that you can't do that. You can't just put seawater into your water pipes because it'll destroy them.
They'll flush them. Our engine companies can pump salt water.
On the engine companies and all that kind of stuff, but they were talking about, why don't you just put it in the regular water mains? And that would have been,
I understand. They did on 9/11, New York City fire. They brought their big fire boats in and backfilled the system with salt water because they were compromised. The San Francisco earthquake in San Francisco after 1906 has a salt water supply system. They have cisterns that they can draft out of. So they can use salt water.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people wanted to know why the helicopters weren't doing it. Well, helicopters are a little bit different. is it's a maintenance issue. And the maintenance issue is specific to doing, we've done hoist rescues along the coast or right off the coast on boats.
Mm-hmm.
The salt water, when it gets in those big turbines, we have to bring the aircraft back, and it has to go through a literal engine wash.
Mm-hmm.
There's a solution. They start the turbines up, have this fine spray that goes through and cleans out all of that salt water out of the turbines. It's a huge maintenance issue.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I was reading an article from the United Aerial Firefighters Association. They've got like about 200 pilots.
Correct.
In Southern California. And they, like every pilot, they're limited to 8-hour shifts. However, they're running 24 hours a day.
Correct.
So they've got to get, you know, so that they can address, you know, the needs there.
And they actually took Southern California, the community, the fire community down there, went to Camp Pendleton. And took some of the strategic, tactical things that the Marine Corps,
mm-hmm.
one of the mantras, one was called a quick reaction force. You might be familiar with it. I was not. And what that is three Chinook helicopters. A Chinook C-47 will carry about 3,000 gallons of water. Edison helped fund them. So there's one in Ventura, L.A., and one in Orange. There's three of them. They have night capabilities, night vision,
mm-hmm.
reconnaissance. And they have a like kind of a bird dog that goes with them. Is they work around the clock, and there's 3,000 gallons. All three of them are considered the quick reaction force. So they augment our air assets already.
Okay. Lori, good morning. You have a question.
Actually, I'm hoping you can maybe have your guest, Bill Matson, back. I know people are – I'll let him answer any one of these following questions. They're calling it the Newsom Bass fires. There's been bad decisions made all at once, whether it's the budget or the mayor being gone, the mutual aid was being cut off that I'm hearing about in San Francisco, lack of available resources, the repairs were being done, canceling insurance prior to this, limited road access, and when there's – you know, hundreds and hundreds of homes on fire at a time. The trucks can't even, like you were talking about. So if he wants to pick a topic, I know Joe Biden was on a video saying that he calls it a war zone and it looks targeted. And if they're going to try, imagine L.A. for the Olympics and the whatever that sailing cup thing and something else, I can't remember. Anyway, it seems like there's some manipulation going on, whether it's a weaponized DEW, direct energy weaponry, and the smart meters. He can pick any topic if there's time. Thanks for taking my call, Carl.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So trying to stay on more of an apolitical side.
Yeah, and that's what I expect.
And
yeah.
And my job is as a public servant, period.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to take sides, anybody's side. I can say this, as I've worked with CAL FIRE
uh-huh.
for decades, both on strike teams, crew strike teams, air operations and everything. CAL FIRE is probably the strongest I've ever seen CAL FIRE right now. Both in resources, operational capacity, they have a tremendous Air Force. So when they says, well, they cut some of the budget, I don't see that. We have a great partnership with them at the college because they're using it as training.
And we're talking CAL FIRE here.
CAL FIRE,
we're
yes.
not talking about in the city of L.A. at all.
No, I have not seen that. And I do what I have seen firsthand is the operational capacity of CAL FIRE is stellar. The amount of people they have on their companies, the amount of companies that they can push out, the hand crews that they've built, their air assets, they've got C-130s now.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen by accident.
A C-130 is a four-engine prop plane that the military has used for decades.
Correct.
It's got tremendous capability for doing a number of different things.
They're
a workhorse.
Yeah, and CAL FIRE's C-130s are dropping 4,000 gallons out of those. They have 10 Blackhawks in service. They've moved a lot, like ones in Vina. That's a workhorse. I'm proud to say that L.A. County, we were the first ones that went to that about 18 years ago.
The what?
The Blackhawk.
Oh, the Blackhawks, yeah.
They're called Firehawks now.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, moving like the 47, 46s could move like 25 Marines. The but they can, like you said, carry 3,000 gallons of water in one of these bags, and pilots are trained. And we have to run Is there a way to keep you a little longer?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. When we come back from the news break, Bill's going to stay with us because there's still a lot of questions. And if you've got a question about the firefighting, you know, what's the strategies on this? Because it is, it's like fighting a war. So there's different strategies, and we're going to talk about that when we get back. When you get something like this. When it's a, all of a sudden, you're fighting one thing and then the enemy is reinforced by a, you know, a regiment. In this case, it'd be winds and something else. What you do, decisions are made and how they're made. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Just call her Senator Moody. Florida's Attorney General Ashley Moody will take Marco Rubio's seat in the U.S. Senate. Governor Ron DeSantis announcing the appointment a short time ago. The vacancy opens up as Rubio is President-elect Trump's nominee for Secretary of State. For Israel and Hamas, the road to a Gaza ceasefire has a lot of twists and turns. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu now says his cabinet will not consider the ceasefire hostage release agreement until Hamas stops trying to win more concessions and honors all aspects of the deal. Trump Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi back before the Senate Judiciary Committee today, day two of her confirmation hearing.
I will fight every day to restore confidence and integrity to the Department of Justice and each of its components. The partisanship, the weaponization will be gone. America will have one tier of justice for all.
President Biden delivered several warnings last night during his farewell address to the nation.
The president mostly used his Oval Office speech to warn Americans about the accumulation of power and wealth among a small few.
An oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence.
He sounded the alarm about misinformation.
Social media is giving up on fact-checking. The truth is smothered by lies.
Mr. Biden also called for a constitutional amendment to end immunity for sitting presidents.
No president is immune from crimes that he or she commits while in office.
He urged the American people to be keepers of the flame and uphold democracy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Americans stepped up their spending at retail stores and restaurants last month, retail sales rising 0.4 in December from the previous month. On Wall Street, the Dow down 43 points, the Nasdaq is off 17. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Making America great again starts with making America healthy again. You know, I lost over 50 pounds on the PhD weight loss and nutrition program. Nearly 3 years later, I've kept it off. You know why? Because I trusted Dr. Ashley Lucas and the terrific team at PhD Weight Loss. They've been making America healthy for over 10 years. Millions are being spent on weight loss injections that have harmful side effects and lifelong dependency. Do what I did. Take the natural approach that isn't connected to Big Pharma's bottom line. Based on science and nutrition, a proven roadmap that has helped over 8,000 clients lose weight and keep it off. You'll learn how to quiet the cravings, finally release that unhealthy belly fat. You won't be hungry, and you're never going to be taking a medication. How many pounds do you want to lose in 2025? PhD Weight Loss, leading the charge to make America healthy again. Text the word healthy to 717767. Just text the word healthy to 717767 or visit myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
South Korea's impeached president has been taken to a detention center near Seoul over his imposition of martial law last month. Meanwhile, a court has taken up his case, the BBC's Shaima Halil in Seoul.
A group of Yoon Sung-yeol supporters held banners and chanted "Stop the impeachment" outside South Korea's constitutional court as the second hearing began. His legal team said they will present the argument of why the suspended president declared martial law, while a representative of the National Assembly's impeachment prosecution team said that martial law would have dragged the country back to the days of military dictatorship. Mr. Yoon, the first sitting South Korean president to be arrested, is reported to have spent the night in a solitary cell.
Executives at a leading Japanese bank have apologized and they've taken pay cuts after police arrested an employee who allegedly stole about $9 million worth of valuables from customers' safe deposit boxes. The theft, spanning 4 years, were uncovered last October. News and analysis at townhall.com.
The Arkansas governor seems to have an issue with higher learning.
Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says college professors should be fired if they're indoctrinating students. She made the proposal during her State of the State address before a joint meeting of the House and Senate. Sanders did not elaborate on how the state would enforce such a restriction or what would be considered indoctrination. She mentioned it as a part of an effort to improve higher education in the state. Her comments echoed rhetoric by her former boss, President-elect Donald Trump, and other Republicans. Sanders served as White House press secretary for part of Trump's first term. John Scott reporting.
The fierce winds are subsiding, allowing firefighters to make progress toward containing two massive Los Angeles wildfires. However, very dry conditions persist and the winds are not totally gone. The enormous Palisades fire now just over 20% contained, while containment of the Eaton fire is approaching 50%. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios right here at 1326 Market Street in downtown Reading. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. Today, the 16th of January, 8:05 in the morning, in the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's at the control, and he is in control of everything that's happening. And it's
under your orders.
You can say that, and if things go wrong, yeah, I'll take the spear in the chest, but you and I will talk about it.
I'll stand in the way.
Anyway, but David doesn't make mistakes, which is cool. But we did find out if you push that little button on the side of the phone, it turns all the phones off. Yeah, you know what? We should put a piece of tape or something on there. So don't push this button. 8:06 in the morning here, and the weather is going to be beautiful. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be like this through next Wednesday, my friend. So when I give you this weather report, just figure it's going to be like this the rest of the week. Sunny with a high near 63, calm winds, clear tonight with a low around 40, and that's what it's going to look like through next Wednesday. So it's going to be drying up some of the wet areas. It's going to be beautiful weather to get things done around the outside of your home. It's going to be good times for walks and taking your horse out and doing all those things that you want to do. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned, locally-owned, veteran-owned company here in based out of Anderson, handle all of the North State, in fact. Shasta Gas Propane has been there for like 30 years. They're into the third generation of the Kinney family. And they've kept going strong and being successful because they take care of their customers. They do treat their customers like warm friends. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. You won't be sorry. And I'm here with a friend of mine who has the expertise that I can just ask any question about fires and firefighting and all these. And he said, yeah, I'll stay over. Good. And he's a retired fire captain. Bill Maston was a fire captain down in the L.A. area, so he's very familiar with all those fires down there. And he's an instructor out at the Fire Academy right here in Shasta County, which is one of the premier fire academies in California, which then would be in the United States, I would imagine. And we've been talking about the fires down there. We've been talking about how this was the perfect storm, 100-mile-an-hour winds, fuel. When people say, well, the water mains didn't have enough pressure, well, explaining that when there's that much water pumped out, and then you empty the reserves and the extra, and because you're pumping thousands of gallons, and you're not losing houses, you're losing neighborhoods, mm-hmm. and this. Now, one of the things we talked a little bit about is a strategy on this, because this is like fighting a large battle.
Correct.
That has multiple parts. It's three-dimensional. It's not as simple as just running up and putting water on a house. Can you explain that a little bit on the strategy when you have something like this?
Sure. They they'll bring in what they call overhead teams. There's two CAL FIRE overhead teams, LA City, LA County. We have what they call overhead or incident management teams, all mm-hmm. hazards. It could be the floods, the riots, or whatever happened in LA, right? They come in as a trained resource to help manage that volume, right? That volume of not only fire, but assets that are assigned to it. With specialists, right? Meteorologists, fire behavior analysts, people of that, technical specialist type mm-hmm. of things. And then the strategy is to try to either steer the fire and then try to protect. It's called point protection. Point protection in neighborhoods or in certain areas, right? With the wind blowing that hard, trying to put in dozer lines sometimes doesn't work. Right, because it's just going to blow right over your yeah. line. So they try to do mitigation issues. Is they'll drop, instead of having standing fuels, they'll drop it to the ground, which is less intense because it's a matter of intensities mm-hmm. To try to mitigate or diminish the intensity of the fire to try to at least try to hold it back or slow it up. And then I think when you called it a three-dimensional battlefield, it truly is. It's the rotary wing, the helicopters are going direct attack. The fixed wing are going indirect attack, painting hillsides, painting ridge lines, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes going in behind homes to try to check the fire up so the structure protection groups can get in there to try to alleviate it. So it's broken down exactly like a military organization. And they'd say, okay, Carl, you're going to be Division Zulu. You go from Mulholland Drive down PCH to Topanga. That's your area, Carl. You're going to get all of these assets.
Here's your assets.
Exactly. Your control objective is to help control the fire in that division. We're also going to push in these things that are called structure protection groups, or the big fire trucks,
mm-hmm.
right, that will go in there and try to set up. They pump a lot of water, carry large diameter hose, all this other stuff, to try to get the volume of water to try to extinguish or hold back and protect structures from that advancing flame front. So that's basically the tactic, is to try to save as much as you can. To try to, if you can steer the fire, that's why we set backfires or whatever. Mm-hmm. But when the wind's blowing that hard, you can't do that.
Yeah. What you're trying to do, if it's a combat situation, you want to funnel through a variety of different means. You want your enemy to be coming into an area that you can then use your three-dimensional capabilities to blunt the attack. Seal the edges and then take out what's in the middle. And I see this as the same thing in a fire.
Exactly.
You want to blunt the attack, steal it on the sides, and then attack it with everything you can. But when you've got 100-mile-an-hour wind blowing, or 50-mile-an-hour winds blowing, yeah. and we know from up here that the fire's it creates its own wind with these tornadoes mm-hmm. because of the heat and moving like this and jumping. And then, like you said, the embers that are like the size of charcoal briquettes flying, thousands of them flying through the air with the wind and landing well beyond maybe where your fire lines are.
Yeah.
And starting more fires.
Well, and one of the things, I mean, when the first arriving companies.
If I understood that right.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah. It's the exact same thing. This is, hey, we've got an advancing fire, yada, yada, spotting quarter mile to half mile ahead. In this case, it was spotting a mile ahead.
Wow.
Right? Both in Eaton Canyon, the Hearst Fire, which, if people remember, it's right by the old Olive View Hospital that collapsed during the Sylmar earthquake,
mm-hmm.
By the 514 area right there. And then in the Palisades, it's spotting it's already spotting down by the coast, right? So
that photo they had of before and after of Pacific Palisades,
yeah.
You've probably seen it. It's amazing. I mean, here's a picture with neighborhoods. You know, a picture of a neighborhood overhead. Yeah. Next picture. Not one house.
Gone.
Not one house is still standing.
And
wow,
you know, you'd mentioned that, you know, trying to funnel it. That's exactly what they're trying to do. And right now, what they're doing is they're doing the mop up. Right, when you secured an area neighborhood, you know, when you were in Fallujah,
mm-hmm.
it was keep anybody from going to the outsides, and then clear it in the middle. So that the companies now, the task forces, the strike teams that are down there now, are doing exactly that. So they're
and keeping others from coming back in.
They're overhauling. They're helping. You know, a lot of times you'll find like safes or things in people's houses. You try to, you know, so the people that come back aren't in harm's way.
Yeah.
Is to overhaul all of that. Now the crews, the hand crews, and the dozers now are putting in line, main line and contingency line. So the fire, if it happens, does escape, because they're going to have another wind event. This weekend's clear, but into the next week, they'll have another Santa Ana condition. Not at the magnitude they had on the first one, but substantial winds.
Now,
and no rain.
And no rain. Okay. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We come back with the latest. As of Wednesday, yesterday, more than 40,000 acres and more than 12,000 homes have been burned across down there in the Palisades, Eatonhurst, and Otto wildfires, according to the Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. The Palisades fire, which has consumed more than 23,000 acres, is only 19% contained. So let's talk about that. You know, we talk about containment all the time, and what happens, okay, you got 19% of it contained, and then the Santa Ana's come up. What that could mean.
Yes.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry and the great people down there at Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. The only place that Linda and I go down to buy jewelry is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have great prices on really fabulous jewelry. Anything from Native American to state jewelry to, of course, all the new stuff. All of it's there at Four Winds Jewelry. It's locally owned. It's locally operated. It's been there for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. You won't be sorry. Go in there. Start with them, and you'll see, and you won't, yeah, and you'll see just how good Four Winds Jewelry is. We'll be right back.
There she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kid. I said, hey, what's your name?
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do.
This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. Wind River Resort and Casino Studios of KCNR. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. It's a small bank, four branches, but has won national level awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation. Yeah. They've got one branch in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and the newest branch down in Anderson, and they are a full-service bank. They can do anything. But they're small enough, too, as I like to think of them as the Cheers of banks. They know your name when you walk in. For more information, stop by one of the branches or go to bankcornerstone.com. I'm here with retired fire captain Bill Mastin. Fought down. He's very, very familiar with what's going on in L.A. because that's where he did his, and he spent 30 years down there fighting fires and wildfires and city fires, and is now an instructor out at the Shasta College Fire Academy, one of the premier fire academies. If it's in California, one of the premier ones, it's got to be one of the premier ones in the United States. I've seen one of their graduates. I knew him very well, and he was very, very competent, or very comfortable when he graduated at being able to go out and fight wildfires, structure fires, anything like that. Now, we talked about containment. So this one fire, has got, was it 19%, contained, which one was that?
Well, the Palisades is 22 as of this morning.
Okay, at 22. Yesterday it was 19. So this is the Palisades fire, which has been the largest fire. 23,000
acres. Yeah, the Eaton fire up in Altadena is 48% contained. And then the Hearst fire right there by Olive View, it's 98% contained.
Okay, so what do we mean by contained?
It means they've got a line around it. They've got either hand line, dozer line, hose lines that are around that area, and that they've mopped up
It's not moving forward in that area.
Forward progress has been stopped.
And 22% of the Palisades fire, and you said 48% of the Eaton?
Correct.
Okay.
And that was as this morning. Right. And one of the jobs of, it's a very sophisticated aircraft. It's called OES Intel, I think, 42. Flies the fire in the evening and does infrared photography, and they overlay that. It's called a geographic information system. Mm-hmm. So they supply all that information to show hot spots outside of the line or where the smoldering places are. All that information is transferred back to the different command teams that are there to say, hey, this is where your trouble area is. This is, you know, back up in the canyon. If you've never hiked out in there in the Santa Monicas or...
Never have.
It is steep. It's billy goat acres in much of that
like
acre.
Some of our terrain up here.
Yeah, it's just raw, hard crew work, or guys are advancing progressive hose lays back up in there, maybe for a half a mile up to a mile doing progressive hose lays to get in there to try to catch all that area, and then mop up a certain amount within that boundary. So it's contained within that. The structure engines now are going through a lot of the foundations, unfortunately, or half-burnt, semi-burnt structures to try to overhaul them. Also, what's happening now is there's three, what they're called USAR task forces from, there's eight task forces, rescue task forces in the state of California. OES has mobilized three of them with canine dogs. They're called human detection dogs, remains.
Cadaver dogs.
Cadaver dogs, exactly. Right. They changed that term. I guess cadaver wasn't appropriate. But anyway, so they're going through all the ruins, and then the state, the CAL FIRE, along with state fire marshal, the state fire marshal officers, are what they call DINS, damage inspection specialists. They will go in to say, what is this piece of property? Is it a garage? Is it a single-family dwelling? Is it an outbuilding? Then all of that will be overlaid into a database that gives an assessed evaluation that says, no, that was a home. It was Bill Mastin's home at this address. He had a barn. He had a two-car, three-car attached garage, yada, yada, yada. And then they'll say, okay, this home was on the foundation. Or they'll give it a percentage of destruction. 40% of it was destroyed, 25% of it. And that's on-the-ground truthing that they go in. The way we did it before, which was just helter-skelter, basically, is I would come out of a neighborhood, and they says, how many homes did you lose up there? I said, I think about four or five, when in reality, maybe it was six or seven or eight, right? So now it's more ground truth by specialists. They're called DINs, out of state fire marshal, which is within CAL FIRE. So it's very sophisticated now. So they have a real hard number.
Okay. So when they're saying 12,000 or 13,000 homes, they're pretty sure.
Well, they're pretty close.
They're pretty close.
You know, using satellite imagery. But once they ground truth it and they put that into the database, then they say, no, for sure, this was a single family dwelling or whatever.
Okay, so, you know, they've got 22% contained on this. You said the Santa Anas are going to come back.
Next week.
This next week. So say they've got, so when we look at this containment, and we're, you know, it's happening, it's growing every day. When those Santa Anas come back at 60, 70 miles per hour, that containment line then is in danger again.
Correct.
Am I correct on that?
Or? So what they'll do is they'll prioritize, no different than you do in battle, right, really, when you think about it.
Yeah.
Is they've got a tremendous amount of resources from all over the country because it went out from, you know, it's within region, which is region one, which is five counties. We're region three up here. So all the state resources are removed. Then it goes into the FEMA, right? It goes into the federal level. And then Oregon, Washington, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, all of those, Colorado.
Mexico.
Montana.
Right? Yeah.
I'm from Montana. So right. they sent resources. They are mobilized. They're staged at the Rose Bowl, down at Zuma Beach. They have these different staging locations that they are assigned out of, and they're managed out of that, that they will do as much as fast as they can, working around the clock with all these assets to try to get 100% containment, or as close as they can.
Right.
The fire that blew up to Mount Wilson, which is a beautiful area, I was actually up there one time assigned to the observatory, built in 1921 or something, I think. It's just billy goat acres. To try to get containment, you almost can't. You can't even get there because now the soil's degraded from the fire. There's no organic matter that's holding the hillside together. And even with my wife, Sandy, it was, I said, you know.
Hello, Sandy. I know you're listening.
I went from fighting the Topanga fire with an inmate crew, mopping up that one week, you know, clearing everything up. And the very next week, the entire crew, we were down on Pacific Coast Highway filling sandbags because the rains came. And then all of that soil and all that degraded organic matter.
Well, let's take a break on that because we need to talk about that, the degraded hillsides and what could happen, but also about these inmate crews because you talked to me during the break and it was really interesting and it's one of the things that Sheriff Mike Johnson addressed yesterday for his low-level offenders is one of the missions would be mitigation, brush management,
yes,
and that kind of stuff. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop. It's right off of Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. It was founded in 1960. It's been in the same spot since 1967. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. If you want to make an appointment, which is probably, you know, the best way, because I make an appointment for every haircut so I can get down there and it works on my schedule. And because they're so popular, I don't have to wait or anything like that. However, if you want to just go down there and sit there, and if there's an opening, they're going to get a great haircut. Give them a call, though, 530-244-9478. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Captain Bill Maston. I'm really glad you could hang out.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Are you wishing for some cold hard cash this winter? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $80,000 Winter Wishes Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily in any promotional kiosk to win drawing entries or other amazing prizes. Don't miss weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for our final drawings on January 30th and February 27th for a chance to win up to $5,000 cash. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casinos Studios, right down here in downtown Reading, beautiful downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. The 16th of January, 8:33 in the morning, and I'm just going to give you a warning. The next break, when we come back in from the next break, the Valentine's Day song will be played. Give us a call, enter your name, and give us your phone number, and you'll go into the drawing for a great, great gift package. A $100 gift certificate to Taroko's, a dozen long-stem roses, two dozen chocolate-covered truffles, and a night at the Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. We're going to do the drawing on February 3rd. Let you prepare for all of that. I'm here with retired fire captain Bill Mastin, who's spent his formative years down fighting fires in L.A. and all the surrounding areas there, so he's very familiar with the whole area and the problems down there and the terrain and all of this. And we've talked about a number of things. And this, you know, this is, it was originally set up for an hour, and thankfully he added some more time here, and we can kind of cover most everything. Now, one of the things that Sheriff Mike Johnson said yesterday was his low-level offender campus, I guess I could just say campus, but it would be, they're not incarcerated, you know, so you're looking at ankle bracelets and all this, but then for low-level offenders can be trained in things. And one of the things, the very first list thing on his list was wildfire mitigation, the brush clearing and all this. And you've got a lot of experience with prisoners and detainees and all this.
Correct. In Los Angeles County, we had state-incarcerated inmates. Usually state incarcerated inmates, they're a year or longer in their sentence. In the state penal system, of course, we're running out of inmates now. The camp system is decimated, but it was a point system in order for them to qualify to come into camp, and they got a day for day off their sentence every day they worked for me. Certain positions, swamper, sawman, bucker, they got X amount per hour when we were assigned. And then we fought fire in fire season. They were what was called fire line qualified. And then off season, we did rehab work, hazard mitigation type issues. Mm-hmm. There was also a county inmate crew, and I think Sheriff Johnson was just spot on when I listened to him yesterday. It's just a good, solid program, both for the state inmates, and you see them down there. They're dressed in orange, mm-hmm. running around the hillside. Doing just a yeoman's work. I mean, hard, hard manual labor. And there's both female and male inmate crews. We had a female crew in Malibu, Camp 13. Cal Fire had a female camp in Rainbow, right? In the state system, or in the county system, it was out of Wayside on a Rancho. The inmates there did all the laundry, right? They had a laundry setup, did all the laundry for the county hospitals. Mm-hmm. Big, giant hospitals, too.
So this was kind of a semi-permanent facility that they were
out of. Correct. Correct. Okay. And it's right out. People will see it off as you come down the 5 past Castaic. It's there on the left.
Okay.
We also ran a fire crew out of there. And they, at the time, it's changed now, like Sheriff Johnson addressed, is it was a year or less they spent in county time. So we would take them. I mean, they were fire line qualified. There's a difference between being fire line qualified and just being what they call an overhaul crew, right? You need both. You mm-hmm. need both, really. So they learn a skill. Like my inmates knew how to swing a steel saw. They knew how to pump concrete. They knew how to do river rock. They knew how to do hazard mitigation behind different facilities, usually state or county facilities. So it gave them something, at least some skill set. It says, you can make a lot of money. So when we talk about recidivism, it was very successful. They didn't reoffend. Mm-hmm. Right. When they were in these programs, they say, hey, you guys have a worth. And I think the other great thing, matter of fact, I still get goosebumps, is there was many times we came out of neighborhoods with state inmates mm-hmm. and people had signs up that said, thank you, firefighters. There would be clapping. They'd be doing all this. And I used to tell them, I says, they're doing this for you. You guys are firefighters. Right. So I had were they inmates? Yes, they were. Were they doing great work? Yes, they were. And it was a great program to help them get back in mainstream.
Yeah.
And a county crew, like CCC crews, there's a ton of work out there for them to
do. Yeah. You could have a crew out there working 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, 7 days a week doing mitigation.
That's right. And good, solid, blue-collar jobs, right? Hey, yeah. Swinging a steel chainsaw and learn how to take it down and fix it, repair it, drop trees, all of that. You get that. What about how to use a chipper, how to put in water bars? There's going to be a huge team in Palisades in the Eaton Fire, and they're called a bear team. And I'll guarantee you they're gearing up now. It's a burned area emergency rehab team because the rains will come. Yes. It's just like the Santa Anas will blow.
And here comes the rain.
Here comes the rain.
Nothing to hold the hillsides.
Yeah, and we're going to have to sandbag, K-rail, build these things called gabions. It's a Roman wire basket full of rocks and all of this. It's like now we've got to fortify these areas so they don't wash away. And the unfortunate thing is when the fire burns that hot, it completely degrades the soil. So initially it's almost waterproof, right? Because it burnt so hot. All that organic network holding the hillside. Yeah. Yes. And it creates this stuff called dry ravel. It's just this real decomposed granite. But now it starts to build up and push through, and now we get debris flows, right, just mow through areas.
You know, we talk about training people. There used to be a battalion, and it would rotate, battalion of United States Marines, would be trained in firefighting, you know, not to the extent like you and, you know, but they were there to, you know, a whole battalion of Marines with all of our assets. And they were deployed several times back in the 70s and maybe early 80s until, you know, things got hot again. But, the Marine Corps would fly them in, bring all their equipment, or they'd drive in all their stuff. And they would be there, you know, 800 Marines to help fight fires.
Well, this is in 88, Yellowstone fires.
Yeah.
We took the 5th Marines from Camp Pendleton to Yellowstone. They, with all of their stuff, dragon wagons, 6x, all of that, they went from carrying M16s and M60s and all that to building fire lines, swinging saws.
Mm-hmm.
It was a perfect fit, and we were being flown up by regular Army up to Mammoth, is this out of Mammoth Hot Springs Helibase, chasing the fire from Wyoming into Montana in 88, and it was all Marines. For them to change that role was nothing.
No.
Right? Tell me what you want.
No, you have your chain of command, and you've got your job that you do.
Yeah, this is what we're going
to
do.
And you've got small unit leadership all the way down to the 4-man level.
Yep.
So, yeah. One of the things I just read here, and we may have to talk about it, go to the break, and then come back and talk about it more. This one guy is saying there's a huge need to look at local, state, and federal levels to how do we really start to combat when fire and suppression is a big part of it. You got to fight. You have to fight the fire you have, but there also has to be fuel treatments, logging, grazing, green stripping. There also has to be incentives from insurance companies for fire-adapted communities. All three of these have to work and in one fell swoop in order to do that. So a community hardens itself, or houses are hardening themselves. They should be looked at differently, as we talked about, than somebody that just allows their brush to go right up to their house and all this. But
so we have a saying.
Again, we go back into the mitigation side of it.
Well, we have a saying. It says, if you keep doing what you're doing, you keep getting what you're getting.
Yeah, get the same results.
Exactly.
And if you do the same thing and you expect different results, you're crazy.
That's right. And in my view, this is a catastrophe without a doubt. Is it also an opportunity to try to fix some of this and have hardened home construction and get all the players, right?
Yeah.
Both political and community together to say, hey, listen, we're going to rebuild. You guys can rebuild, but let's rebuild this way. Let's make this. We did it before with woodshake shingles, right? We can do it again. Let's have zero scape. Let's do this. Okay, you're not going to have a bunch of stuff around your house, but it's necessary. And we learned that. All of us learned that up here in the car fire.
Yeah. Right? And do we have, if you're going to build a little subdivision, is it up to the developer there to give a 100-yard safety barrier, not a barrier, but, you know, around the subdivision, from the edge of the subdivision out 100 yards where, you know, the brush is gone, the trees are really thin, they're trimmed up and all this, and it's their job to keep it like that.
Yeah. You and know, it's to just reduce to give, the potential.
Yeah, reduce the potential of the fire rushing through
yeah,
there.
Yeah, period. Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Well,
they're so busy pointing fingers at each other.
Yeah, that makes me angry. Everybody wants to blame somebody. It's like, let's just get by that.
I'm still trying to figure out how Trump is the cause of the fires out here.
Yeah, well.
That was brought up. But, you know, it's happened. Let's get these things under control. Let's get people helped. But then, you know, really, really, ideally would be how can we mitigate this from happening. As you know, I never use the word prevent because you can't.
No.
No, you can't prevent it. But you sure can make it less.
Correct.
So you firefighters get out there and at least you gotta, you know, you don't have to call back and say when somebody says, how many homes did you lose? He says, we've lost two neighborhoods. You know, you don't want to do that. I know you take it personally.
No. You're never used to being helpless as a firefighter.
Yeah.
And when it starts to push this envelope that no matter what you're doing is not changing anything. And all of these poor people that are losing their homes and everything that that they hold dear to their heart. So you're not used to that because you would never, in your career, you don't ever have any quit, right?
Yeah.
And they're not quitting now. It's just that Mother Nature is saying, here.
Stand back. Yeah. You're not going to stop 80 mile an hour winds and firenados. I mean, we've lived it up here, right here in town.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, my heart goes out to those people because we've seen what fire does. And I just hope it's a wake up call. Anyway, got to take a quick break. I'm here with Captain Bill Maston, retired fire captain. And when we come back, we're going to have played that love song, and you get a chance to win all those great prizes for Valentine's Day. So be listening for the song, and you have to tell us what the title. You don't have to tell us who sings it, but tell us the title, get close to it, and leave your phone number so we enter you in the drawing. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Tracy Morgan.
I suffered some terrible injuries, you know.
Live.
And after I came out the coma, I was blind for a week. And where I come from, you don't want to be blind for a second. One day, my uncle was trying to walk out with my heart monitor. I said, Michael, where you going with my heart machine? Try to sell it to another hospital.
February 6th, Wind River Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The sky above blue. Think about this. You can enter. It's Etta James. Was wrapped up in clover. Linda sings this. Give us a call, 530-605-4567-66465. And you get entered into this great, great giveaway. Phones are ringing. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Captain Bill Maston, retired fire captain out of L.A. Knows all the areas down there. So, I mean, he talks from experience. He's got time under the helmet, as we say. And we've been talking about, he's been here now for 2 hours. We're into our last segment. But it's good to have an expert who's fought these fires, has all this experience about other things that are going on with it. The morale of, you know, firefighters. One, everybody loves them, they're applauding them and all this, but they hate losing.
Yeah,
they're like Marines. They hate losing.
It's a tough pill to swallow. And also in the fire community, we always say, hey, there's no experts in fire. There's just people that have good experience, I think. We call ourselves students of fire. We're always trying to learn more and more because there's so many things that change. But, yeah, the firefighters that were assigned, you know, the initial siege, because it was a siege without a doubt, it's disheartening when the thing's racing ahead and you can't keep track of it. You might save a home, bump ahead to try to get something, you know, to catch another house and try to save it, and then come back and that home's on the ground because, we try to have people come in behind us, but things are happening so fast sometimes it doesn't work out. So,
No, I know what it's like. I mean, you come back and it's like, geez.
We thought we had
that. What the hell happened here? But on the fires. The thing is that California's been burning.
Yes.
Since I came back from Iraq, and there was less damage in Iraq and in a lot of places than we had right here in my hometown. And it's not going to quit. You can't stop it. Lightning strikes, arson, power line drops and all this. So what we've got to do is get a lot smarter about how we build the protective spaces around the houses. You know, mitigation, you know, we keep, you know, pounding on it, but that's the only thing that's going to slow down a fire.
That's right. Construction and the cooperation between construction, politicians,
insurance companies,
code enforcement. Yes. Insurance companies would hope that the houses to be hardened.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
Now how do you harden a house when you say that? Is there a different type of,
it'd
be like stucco instead of, I mean, you wouldn't be doing wood. But
no,
steel houses. I saw that one steel house in that one big fire they had down, I think, in Laguna Canyon or someplace. It was made of steel. It was the only one that was still standing. Well, now, I'm not, not saying it wasn't destroyed from the fire, but it was the only one.
Well, what you're trying to do is to diminish the potential of that house. I know there was a guy, it was actually multiple fatalities on the Esperanza fire coming out of Palm Springs. And it was a Forest Service engine that went in there, and that guy's house was completely concrete with the windows, a big pool, and everything else, and that fire blew up out of the Palm Springs in that area coming out of Palm Canyon and just nuked his house. And it was built up. It was like a bunker. He thought it was invincible.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, four U.S. Forest Service firefighters lost their lives there, and one critically burnt. But the whole thing is to try to reduce the potential, and there's got to be a way to say, you know what, the survivability for your structure here is not going to be good.
Yeah.
Right? I also ran into, it was in Malibu, big McMansion, multi-million dollar place, and the guy had in the hillside had the same, almost looked like a little hobbit deal, and it was a bunker.
Mm-hmm.
He says, no, that's my wildfire bunker. Almost like a hurricane or a tornado.
Yeah, like the ones you go down in Oklahoma.
Yes, yes. And he says, yeah, I can lock it. I can we can evacuate into that if we get caught in the fire, put all our valuables and things in there. And I thought, wow, that's a great idea.
Yeah, that would protect. Yeah, you could.
Yeah, so you don't have to. If you don't have time to evacuate, then you go into the storm cellar, whatever you want to call it, the fire cellar. I see that might be a potential too. I don't know, but we've got to do better than we've done.
Just like in Oklahoma, where they have the tornado cellars, you would have fire cellars built onto your property.
Yes,
you could do that,
and you go underground.
Yeah,
and
it would save lives.
Absolutely.
Not necessarily,
you know,
and then you could take all those things that you're trying to throw in your car, just take it, start throwing that stuff in there. But it's got to be built in such a way that that fire comes across and stays there for an hour, that you can breathe.
Yeah, that's true. It usually doesn't hang for an hour, but...
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't think so.
The fire front, once it blasts through...
Uh-huh. It's through.
It's through.
Okay.
But everything around you is burning now, right? So it's kind of a odd thing.
That's interesting to think of that. Yeah. Maybe that's a good business to get into, fire bunkers.
Fire bunkers, and a way to store your valuables.
Yeah,
you know,
excavate. Yeah, and put all your valuables in there, and it's right there at your home, and it's underground.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Hey, I'm here with Bill Mastin, retired fire captain, a good friend, he and his beautiful wife, Sandy. And thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
You've addressed so many different things that, you hear in the headline, the headlines go, oh my God, it's a failure. Well, and there wasn't water, but there's a reason for it when you're pumping a million gallons, throughout that area in an hour. Everybody's got to take a deep breath and think, okay, how can we make it make it less worse next time?
Exactly.
Hey, two things I want to say. Bob Uecker passed at age 90. For some of you younger guys, that's he was a baseball icon. He was he was never a all-star player, but he is one of the funniest guys, and he was a radio announcer. If you ever listen and watch that movie, A Major League, he was
hilarious.
Yeah, he was hilarious in that. And the other thing is I wanted to give a big shout-out to a local business, B&T Satellite. Linda and I went through a meltdown on our sound systems. I mean, just everything quit in our sound systems. User error, probably some of it. And B&T came by yesterday. I called them yesterday morning. They got out there yesterday afternoon, and Mr. Tooley, and came out and fixed everything in about 30 minutes, very reasonable price. And the so all the sound's back, both our TVs. In fact, he fixed the surround sound. So I'm sitting back there. He says, hey, you know your woofer, whatever that is. Do you know what a woofer is? I'm not sure what a woofer is. I thought it was a dog. Anyway, the woofer, he said, did you know this was turned off? And I went, I don't even know what it is. It's in the closet. So he turns it on, and then the floor starts to vibrate. And I'm like, Whoa. So, hey, B&T Satellite, big shout out to you guys. Thanks a lot there, Mr. Tooley. It was Doug's son that came out who helped us fix our satellite on the roof too. Came out with a compass and adjusted it so it's hitting the new satellites. And I said, how much do I owe you? He goes, how about lunch? That's, you know, I said, okay. But Bill Mastin, thank you very much. The four of us will get together because the Mastins and we went on a cruise down to Normandy, and it was a European cruise. And
Scotland.
Many
Ireland,
years ago. Yes. Yeah.
Great time.
And everybody out there, you know, here's a chance. You're seeing what's happening down south. You know, maybe now it's time to clear up, you know, cut back your shrubs just like you know you're supposed to. You know, give yourself some defensible area. Give these firefighters a chance to save your house.
And they're always willing to come out to your residence and kind of give you a thumbnail.
Yeah.
Say, hey, how can we help you here?
Yeah, do this and this and this.
Yes.
And the insurance companies have got to get on board with this. The government's got to get on board with this. But we can't continue to have California burn every year.
No.
No. Okay. Hey, have a great day. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be like this for a week. No heavy winds. It's going to be sunshiny. It's going to be really good temperatures in the 60s. So have a great week, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.